The Philadelphia Eagles have signed quarterback Michael Vick to a two-year deal. The NFL conditionally lifted Vick's suspension last month. He served 18 months in prison for financing an illegal dogfighting ring from a home he owned. Joining me now is Stefan Fatsis, our regular sports commentator. And Stefan, I understand the Eagles had said they were not interested in Vick. What changed?
Well, what changed was probably conversations. His agent met with many teams in the league. I'm sure the Eagles did their due diligence, talking to the commissioner's office, probably talking to Vick's lawyer, probably talking to federal authorities who were involved in the case. And this is a league that is about winning. And if a team believes that a player can help them win, they make a judgment. Is the value that a guy can bring to the field greater than the distraction or the negative public image that he may cause to the team off the field? They have to make this calculation and then decide what to do.
And Michael Vick was a huge star. He was once the highest paid player in the NFL. He was compared to O.J. Simpson and Gale Sayers in their primes. But really, he hasn't played football in 2 years. So are the Eagles taking a risk here?
No, absolutely. I mean, it's not a huge risk. You have to understand that in the NFL, your contract is not guaranteed until you play in the regular season, essentially. Vick was signed by the Eagles to a two-year deal, $1.6 million for the first year, $5.2 million as an option for the second year. It's fairly low risk if the Eagles decide that he is physically not returned to the kind of form that he can help the team as a backup quarterback, essentially, and possibly someone who can help in other ways on the offense, then they can cut their losses pretty quickly. $1.6 million, as much money as that seems, especially to for a convicted felon, is not a lot in the on the balance sheets of an NFL team.
And as you say, they have made a calculation in terms of publicity that this is actually perhaps not so bad in the publicity department.
You know, I think they're taking a risk. This is a guy that has been vilified publicly. On the one hand, yes, he did his time. He served. He was sentenced to 23 months in prison. Served about 18 months of it. He has paid his debt to society. Absolutely. The question becomes whether the NFL has an obligation to not necessarily employ someone who has that kind of a track record just because he has the ability to play. The NFL is about image. It does send a message to all fans, not just kids, which is what we always talk about, but to all people out there about whether its players are good members of society. And the Eagles have to confront that, and they're going to face protests, no doubt. They're going to get fans waving placards. He is going to be the subject of attention. He's going to get a lot of attention in the media. That could be a distraction for the team itself and its front office. And that is something that teams usually seek to avoid. So I think, again, it comes down to the fact that the Eagles believe that this guy can help them win football games, and they're willing to take the off-field risks that that entails.
And he still has to be cleared by the NFL to play. I mean, he's not going to play in game one, right? So how likely is he to play?
No, he's not. And that's very important for fans to remember. Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, conditionally lifted his suspension. Goodell said that he will decide by week six of the season, October 18th, 19th, whether Vick can be fully reinstated to the team. Right now, he can practice. He can actually play in preseason games. He can do all team activities except for regular season games, and we'll know by mid-October or sooner whether he is eligible to play again. It's been a very busy time for Roger Goodell. He's had other players to suspend here, and this decision, I think, says a lot about how he's handling this policy.
Sports writer Stefan Fatsis, thank you very much.
Thanks, Madeline.